Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
George Springer's three-run home run that effectively clinched a World Series spot for the Toronto Blue Jays. Game one of the World Series is tomorrow in Toronto as they will take on the LA Dodgers. We'll be hearing from the voice of the Buffalo Bisons, of course, the minor league affiliate of the Blue Jays, Pat Malacaro, here in just a few moments. Do want to pass on some information, though. FBI officials are speaking now on the NBA gambling ring.
Yeah.
Everything going on there. The arrest made for Terry Rozier and Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups. That might be the biggest part of this whole thing. A sitting NBA coach is arrested. They're not the exact same thing. It sounds more like Billups was in a legal poker ring tied to the mafia, which feels insane.
Sounds like a Mad Libs.
Yeah, just absolutely incredible. But we go now to the Western Hotline. Pat Malacaro, the voice of the Buffalo Bisons, joins us here as we get ready for what feels crazy, Pat. I thinking about the expectations for this Blue Jays teams at the start of the year, I think World Series is a bit of a pipe dream, to put it lightly.
It was and it wasn't. I guess last year, to me, was a season that the Blue Jays needed to do some reflection. They were expected to be a playoff team last year. So what Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro did was they made a couple of trades this past offseason. They made some shrewd moves, even in season. But one thing the Blue Jays really did was they wanted to be the team that didn't strike out. They're not going to be a home run happy team like other teams in the American League, which is fine. If you can hit home runs and hit 2 and 3 run homers, that's going to win you ball games. The Blue Jays have a couple of guys that can hit homers. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is doing it in the playoffs, but really in the regular season, he will add the occasional power, but is a very good for average hitter. So what do the Blue Jays do? They go out and they make moves to be the team that strikes out the least, makes the most contact. We saw that start to really take shape once June rolled around. Late June, the Blue Jays sweep the Yankees up at Rogers Center, and they were off and running. And to me, from that point on, that was the statement series. We're for real. We need to make a run at this. We've got the roster to do it after a couple of years of disappointments, and we're seeing how that success has not only continued on, but is built as this season has gone on.
Pat, in order to continue talking about this, first of all, I need to hand you your flowers, which we did on Tuesday for Primetime Players when we mentioned that Pat Malacaro knows ball. Because the last time that you and I spoke about this, it was about can the Jays get themselves out of the 3-2 hole in the ALCS and get themselves to the World Series. And lo and behold, Pat, here we are talking about them, getting ready to go here. So first of all, great job by you once again saying the Jays have been fantastic with their backs against the wall. And now I will say metaphorically, you've got the same kind of situation here against a Dodgers team that is the defending champions and has a roster on paper and in terms of spending that can make even an English Premier League team blush.
Yeah, and this isn't quite the Yankees murderer's row lineup, but this is pretty darn close, so let's be honest. I will say, I think this is going to be a very nip-and-tuck series, though. And the reason I say that is, yes, Shohei Ohtani put on a performance we have never seen before in the playoffs and probably the greatest postseason performance that the baseball has ever seen. So, yes, he did that. He's been pedestrian for the most part the rest of the playoffs. Mookie Betts has been good, slightly above average, but not great. Freddie Freeman, older, dealt with an injury, got through the playoffs last year, still hasn't been that same player. So your top three guys haven't been necessarily your top three guys, where you guys have that conversation earlier today in a different sport. But I do think this shows the depth of the Dodgers. Other players have stepped up. Will Smith is an all-star catcher, and he is very good for the Dodgers in bringing what he brings to the table. They are so deep. And, you know, whether it be Teoscar Hernandez, other players, the pitching staff has been so good, and this is why they invest in adding Blake Snell, adding Tyler Glasnow, and shedding some of the pitchers that helped get them to the World Series last year. This is as complete as a roster as possible. But again, when you go back to what we talked about the Blue Jays, and the way that they're built to sustain and to stay in a series. And really, as long as the starting pitching, which has been very good, even game seven, Shane Bieber bent but really didn't break. The starting pitching can be what we've seen for the last couple of months in the playoffs included. This is going to be a very entertaining series.
Speaking of that pitching, by the way, Pat, really the fun story for the postseason for the Blue Jays in terms of the pitching has been Trey Savage, who went through the gauntlet of every minor league club all the way up to the Blue Jays and now pitching, obviously going to be in the World Series. He's also pitched the second most innings, only behind Kevin Gausman. I mean, he has been one of the best players for these Blue Jays throughout this postseason run.
He has, and really the bugaboo against Trey Savage was his first appearance at whatever level it was at, and that happened in Buffalo as well. It's not good, especially the first inning. He's a very calm and stoic pitcher, but it's the internal nerves would get to him, and that would be something that would really rattle him in that open inning. Once he gets to the first, once he gets to that first start, he performs well. He didn't have that trial. The Blue Jays thrust him into a pennant chase when they needed a win in Tampa Bay against the Rays. He got the win for Toronto. He was rolling ever since. Yes, he has stumbled in the playoffs. He had one rough start in the playoffs, but has performed well outside of that. So here's a guy, he was drafted last year, suffered a collapsed lung, and didn't pitch again until the Arizona Fall League. That was by design, getting him healthy. We've seen a lot of teams do that with maybe an injured player, get them a couple of weeks down in the Arizona Fall League, which is going on right now, and get ready for spring training. And he did, and he has performed at every level. Only three appearances with the Bisons before being called up by the Blue Jays. So you talk about, a fun young roster. A lot of the pitchers maybe on that pitching staff, just guys that don't know that the moment is too big for them, right? It's the old young and dumb cliche, right? Like, guys just don't know how big the moment is until afterwards. And I'm not saying that's be a savage, but I do think there's some of that of, I want the ball. The moment isn't too big for me. I don't care that I'm a rookie. I don't care. I made six starts in the major leagues in my career. Give me the ball. So I'm half expecting Trey Savage to be the game one starter for the Toronto Blue Jays. John Schneider will meet the media in a couple of hours.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Announced the game one starter. He'll meet the media as well. So we don't know who it is yet, but it lines up too with your Savage likely being the game one starter for the Blue Jays. And you know what a story it's been.
An incredible story there. And the Blue Jays are not short on any storylines here, Pat, because Bo Bichette, he has announced that he's ready to go. He's good to go, but we'll officially get everything here today when it comes to the Blue Jays, what the roster might look like. If Bichette is coming back, Pat, what's the most logical way that the Blue Jays rework their lineup? Does Bichette just end up as the DH? It looks like maybe they've been trying him a little bit of work, practice a little work at second base from what I saw. And he hasn't played a lot of that in his entirety of his career, including the minors. So what would the lineup look like and what's most comfortable probably for the Blue Jays if Bichette is officially good to go?
Yeah, the two things in play are, is the knee good enough to play the field and run the bases? And, you know, from all indications, yes. So if that's the case, he is in the middle of your defense on the infield. Does that mean that Andrés Giménez stays at shortstop because he's filled in admirably there and you move Bo to second for this playoff run? Probably. You've got the second best hitter in terms of most hits in baseball in Bo Bichette. So if he's healthy enough, he's on the 26-man roster. There's no question about it at this point. And then I don't think you see him at DH unless he can't play the field, because remember, George Springer has served as the DH all playoff long. The outfield has basically been Dalton Varsho in center with Addison Barger, Nathan Lucas, Miles Straw, the three that rotate the corner outfield positions, David Schneider a little bit as well. And remember, you have to take somebody off the roster in order to add Bo Bichette back. I'm not saying you don't do that for Bo Bichette. You do, but you know, does somebody come off the roster of that would be an corner outfield position and open up a spot for Bichette as well? So if he's good to go, and the other thing that does, it's something I talked to you and Joe Calley about, Derek, going into the playoff for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He didn't have that protection of Bo Bichette. Would he be able to perform? Because the entire team had struggled in the three playoff series that they had pretty much the group had been in the past. Well, Vladdy answered that question resoundingly, but do you now get that protection once again, or does Vladdy provide the protection for Bo Bichette now? And does that move Nathan Lucas down to the back of the batting order, who's been so strong? So there's a lot of moving parts for John Schneider, not only where defensively Bo Bichette is in the field, but where do you slot the other players in that have been so, such an important piece of what this Blue Jays playoff run has been, and Nathan Lucas, Ernie Clement, Addison Barger. They've had the big hits at the big times when they've needed them, and how do you change that batting order to make it as complete as possible?
And speaking of the batting order, one of the kind of fun stories here locally is somewhat of a local kid, Ernie Clement from Rochester. He's only behind Guerrero in postseason OPS at over 1,000. He's been wonderful for them, Pat. But what was his season like leading up to this? I feel like I hadn't heard about him until the postseason started.
Yeah, Ernie Clement is a great story. And for folks that don't know, you're right. He's a Brighton, New York product, so just a suburb of Rochester. He was released by the Oakland Athletics in spring training in 2023, late in spring, actually. And there was a lot of familiarity. Clement was originally drafted by the Cleveland organization, Mark Shapiro, Ross Atkins coming from there, obviously. So they knew Ernie Clement quite well, a little bit. So Ernie Clement signs as a free agent on a minor league deal, joins the Bisons in 23, and really was a catalyst to what the team did on the field and off the field. He has such a presence about himself. He's young, but he's old in terms of baseball age and having played the game for quite a while now. He went to the University of Virginia, a very cerebral and heady player. So he's smart. He knows the game. He has great instincts and can play all over the diamond. He's been a third baseman. He's been your second baseman if you're John Schneider. If you ask him to play any of the infield positions, he'll do it. He never played first base, but I'm sure he'd pick up a first baseman's glove and give you everything he had. So he's one of those guys that he's been a glue guy, and he's been exactly what Toronto has needed. And there's a lot of players like that on the roster, and that's another aspect of why this makes it so fun. This is not a team, a Cinderella story of a team on a low budget. That is not the case. You've got two teams that have spent a lot of money. The Dodgers certainly a lot more high profile in terms of the money they've spent. Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s $500 million contract doesn't kick in until next year, but you still have a lot of money spent on the Blue Jays side. But you've had a lot of these good stories, like in Ernie Clement, for the obvious connection. His batting, his walk-up song is the Isley Brothers shout song. I know on the video board here in Toronto, one of Ernie Clement's nicknames is Earn Dog, and they've got the kind of Zubas type font behind his nickname. So he totally leans into the Buffalo Bills connection and is such a big Bills fan. So that's, such a part of this story as well of Buffalo and Toronto becoming such good sports partners over the last 6-7 years where, look, if you're a Bills fan, you were worried about Toronto taking the Bills a dozen, 15 years ago and a lot of the bad blood, so to speak, and kind of the, you can't take our team's mentality, but that's completely gone away. And to see whether it's the Bison's connection to the Blue Jays being their affiliate, the Josh Allen going up to Toronto and taking batting practice and becoming friends with some of the Blue Jay players, I think that's a part of the story of why, again, if you're looking for who to root for and why, not just another reason why to give the Blue Jays a chance in this World Series.
All right, Pat Malacaro here on the Western Hotline, the voice of the Buffalo Bisons. Pat, thank you so much for jumping on with us. Enjoy this experience. I know you got a packed day today with Media Day, and then Game 1 tomorrow. It should be a blast.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Again, that was Pat Malacaro there on the Western Hotline, the voice of the Buffalo Bisons.
Anything you need, sights and sounds of Media Day or anything within Toronto for the World Series, follow at PatWGR. Pat will have you taken care of and ready to go. Don't forget, though, that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It takes only 30 minutes once a year to get a potentially life-saving screening. Schedule your mammogram today at Roswell Park with two convenient locations in Buffalo and Williamsville. Visit roswellpark.org/mammography for a quick appointment. Come back, wrap up hour number one. Rick, you're on hold patiently through that segment. We'll get to you on the other side here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on a pretty chill Thursday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.